Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
And welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan.
You got nothing for me?
I got nothing.
It feels like it's been like a month since we've seen each other.
It really has. And really, we were so close to death that really your face is almost like a mirage. It's unrecognizable.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But we made it through. State Fair season has passed.
Yes.
We're over a week out from the fair, which means we're in kind of our recovery season before winter starts.
That's right. And it should be what mortals would consider gravy weather. I am a higher class of being, so I understand that gravy is eternal. But it should be much cooler. But it is currently 90 degrees out.
I think I can get I'll get an accurate reading.
You can get more
here.
Accurate. Yep. Something like 92 or something.
It's brutal.
Like that. It is
91.
It's oh well.
91.
It's downright seasonable then.
Exactly. Yeah. And it felt like it might not actually get that hot today. This morning.
No, it was beautiful this morning.
Like a nice like, cool breeze, a little bit of rain. No. Mother Nature put the kibosh on that.
Well, that'll be later. That'll be later this week.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the heat.
I'm going to take a little bit of blame for the weather.
Fair enough.
Because,
okay, go for it.
Because...
I'll let you fall on that grenade.
Because I've been waiting... Because we've been waiting to get a good, solid rain for a while.
Yeah.
And I know whenever I grill, that's going to be the day. So I've been holding off on it. I think I should have just ripped the Band-Aid off and just be like,
"This is all your fault."
I'm not taking all the blame, but I'll take a portion.
My plants are dying.
That's because you're a horrible person, and that transmits to your plants.
I shouldn't say, actually. None of our plants.
Your tomatoes are probably just as racist as you are.
There.
Yeah, you're supposed to talk to your plants. You're not supposed to read Mein Kampf to your plants.
Wow.
And that's a joke on several levels.
Wow.
I'm feisty today, leave me alone.
It was a serrated knife of a joke.
That was.
Wow. Anyway, we're at Eat Street Social.
Yes.
On
Eat Street.
Eat Street and 26th in Minneapolis. Eat Street, is to those who are of the uninitiated, is Nicollet.
Nicollet above Franklin.
Above
or is it below Franklin? Is it below Franklin?
Yeah, we're below.
What direction are we?
We're south of Franklin.
We're south of Franklin. Okay, so below.
Yeah.
I think if it is above, because uptown, uptown is up, even though it's south of downtown.
Right.
What
is it up of?
By declaring uptown up, that is setting your cardinal directions. You've got uptown and downtown, therefore anything in the direction. Downtown maybe north. Here's
the thing. Downtown is down of downtown.
I understand this, but I am a Minnesotan, and we...
Don't make no sense.
We define our geography. We do not let geography define us.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's like Willy Wonka created our naming conventions for our neighborhoods.
Yes. Well, my guess is uptown is uptown because it's higher than downtown.
It's the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So we are above. We are altitudinally above. That is a word.
No, it's not.
That is such a word.
No, it is not. You just made that
altitudinal
up.
Altitudinal is totally a word. I just adverbed it.
Altitudinally? Yeah, no.
I adverbed it.
You can't adverb that.
English is a living language.
Yes, it is. But it ain't. No. It's dying. You're killing it slowly.
No.
Either way, we're at Eat Street Social. And because we're wonderful planners, we had planned to eat or drink at their new tiki bar that just opened. Designed by the good guys at Bitter Cube.
Bitter Cube does all of their drinks, just their tiki, not the tiki stuff.
True. However, their newest offshoot is this little, we'll call it an annex, because it looks like a little hallway. that is doubling as
a grotto. No, there's no water. I was going to call it a grotto, but you need kind of standing water for it to be grotto.
And Hugh Hefner, I feel like that.
Hugh Hefner and or mermaids of some sort.
Yeah. We'd be willing to settle for some sort of hybrid of the two as well. Uh-huh. But it's literally like this tiny little hallway that has what looks to be the makings of a tiki bar in it. So the idea was is that we were going to partake in that, but we came to realize because of our poor planning, it doesn't open up until
six. It opens up at 6. And it's not because of our poor planning. It's because we have to watch Matlock tonight.
That's true.
So we need to eat early.
Wheel of Fortune, 6:30.
Yeah.
Get on it. We got to hurry this sucker up.
Yeah. But I think it was the manager did graciously offer to maybe make us a tiki drink should we require it.
No, and that's okay because we actually went the opposite way with that.
We did, and it's a shame because we both ended up getting soda.
That's all right. I really wasn't feeling anything alcoholic.
And that's fine, but I'm just looking at their cocktails, and they've got a summer cocktail list, and it's got some amazing, at least amazingly named things. I mean, they've got something called the War Elephant.
Jenya!
That
which is just sounds awesome. They have something called the Ice Cold Milk.
Hey guys, we don't have the root beer anymore.
No!
Sorry, man.
This is literally the worst thing to happen to me today.
Yeah, we're gonna have a sarsaparilla on if you can get sassafras, but it's super hard to source right now.
Yeah.
So we'll have a sarsaparilla on that will be replaced.
All right.
Once we get sassafras.
Well then, I'm gonna go with something. Can I just shout the order to you?
Yeah.
Do the witty extravagant.
Because
that's me, baby.
Got it written all over your
That's right. Yes. What, you don't have a cocktail called Fat Guy here. That's the closest I got.
Fat Loudmouth.
Yeah, that's not on here anywhere. But
although, if you do see that on the menu...
I have to order it now.
Well, no, you should come back and lay claim to it.
I should. I'm going to be checking the website.
Spin the deck. Thank you.
Thank you. But no, I'm a big fan of Bitter Cube.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they do the cocktails for World Kitchen, Eat Street World Kitchen.
No. They don't.
They do one of the cocktails, because one of the cocktail I had when we were at Eat Street...
They don't do cocktails there.
I had something... they didn't do cocktails, but they do drinks for them.
Do you want to try it one more time?
No.
And get it right this time?
No, they do... Bitter Cube does drinks for Eat Street World Kitchen.
No, they do drinks for Ice House. They do drinks for Marble Bar. They do.
I'm gonna look this up. Because I know what I had at H Street Kitchen had Bitter Cube.
Okay.
Involved with Bitter Cube.
All right.
This is the true Ricky.
Thank you. Looks awesome.
Anyway, but yes, you're right. They do at Ice House. They're pretty much all throughout this area.
Yeah. La Belle Vie.
La Belle Vie too.
They have a hand in that as well.
Yeah. Pretty much all the fancy places.
They got unique drinks like that. Like what you're about to get. That is amazing. I'm not even sure I'm not willing to share with you.
You don't get the choice.
I'm
going to just
take
it.
Son of a...
That is good.
Yeah.
That is really good. It's
I can have about 5 or 6 of those bad boys.
Well, and you can because it's non-alcoholic, so...
Yeah, but they're still... It'll still count against my diet.
Oh, absolutely. But it uses their tart cherry syrup.
That is awesome.
That is really good.
Yeah.
My dad was... And that's all it is. It's basically cherry syrup and carbonated water.
Yeah.
So...
The ice-cold milk I nearly went with because...
There's a lot going on with that one.
Yeah.
I don't even know what half that stuff is.
The problem is I was worried about it being too sweet.
I can see that.
The problem is I get the milk thing in my brain, and then I'm thinking of something very, very creamy, smooth.
Well, it's got cream in it.
But
and cognac.
The problem is I don't like uber sweet. And
I don't know. I think this would be okay because you've got
something close to eggnog.
That I could see. That I would see.
And I like eggnog, but I don't like it with rum and brandy and stuff in it. Just like it au naturel, which is pretty much an abomination at that point. But it's kind of a cool setup in here. I like the vibe.
It's very much this area. It reminds me a lot of Ice House.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, cut from the same cloth type mm-hmm. of deal.
Well, I think they're pretty much in the same building.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. Well, I know they're in the same block, but I don't know if it's the same contiguous building.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Actually, it's not, because if you remember, Ice House has that little patio.
Oh, yes, you're right. Okay. But it definitely looks like it could be. I mean, you've got the exposed ductwork. You've got the pressed tin ceiling.
Yep.
Probably the tallest booth backs I've ever seen in a restaurant. Thank you. That is an old man drink right there.
Look at that ice cube.
That is awesome. A sexy ice cube.
Yeah.
But the problem with this ice cube is it is 80% of the size of the glass.
That's okay.
So, no, that just means I got like a splash of actual alcohol in it. Cost me $10.
Hold on, let me get your arm out of there. No, I'm.
Look, Mr. Shutter, but just because you won one prize doesn't mean you're friggin' Ansel Adams now.
Jealousy will get you nowhere, sir.
It's not jealousy yet. You've created work for me.
I have a reputation to uphold as a photographer.
And we do have to set up that Instagram account.
Yes, we do.
But.
That turned out horrible.
Well, let's talk about your photo chops here.
Yeah.
Well, unbeknownst to me.
You're welcome, by the way.
Presumably,
doing
I am
work
the,
for the show.
Presumably,
thank you.
I am the boss of the show.
Raising the profile.
But while I appreciate that, presumably I am the boss, and I was not informed of this of that we were entering a contest. Mm-hmm.
Until
we won.
We entered. We didn't win.
We won a prize.
That's cool. That's the best part.
Yeah.
But Heavy Table every year for the past 2 years, has done a that just reeks of alcohol.
Like, Jesus.
It's probably a good thing that only has one big ice cube in it, because it looks like pretty much pure grain alcohol.
Wow.
Like paint thinner. You all right? I'm going to need to carry you back to the car.
The Witty Extravagant is named for what you believe you are after having one of them.
Or, yeah.
It is El Jimador Blanco Tequila with El Dorado 5-year rum, with a little agave and a little bit of bitters. They call them
smells
a Mahalo bitter.
Very good.
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous.
Awesome. All right. Now, I don't know if they talk anyone about
that is.
There's a reason why. Well, first of all, it tastes
I don't
amazing.
Feel as ripped off as I did when I looked at it.
And you got to sip that
something. Oh, yeah. This is something you just want to sit on. You know what's horrible? Mm-hmm. This is the kind of drink you sit while overlooking your sugar plantation.
I would have gone with cotton plantation.
No, this is too tropical for cotton.
Okay. Sugar cane. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pineapples.
Sugar cane, pineapples.
Pineapple, yeah. Yep.
Something, yeah.
Are you wearing
a straw hat?
A straw
I've got
hat.
One.
Okay. Either that or I would have settled for like a mesh, like almost.
I've got like a Panama jacket.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I've got one of those. Yeah. I actually don't have like a straw, like a, mm-hmm. like the political, like, you know, mm-hmm. the old like 1800s,
yeah.
like
round. Tom Sawyer type of deal?
Yeah. No, I was thinking more like the round. It's like completely round and it's white. And it's got like the red, white, blue stripe.
Okay.
I don't have one of those. But you have like a nice white wide-brimmed fedora.
That's what you should be sipping, overlooking your pineapple plantation.
That's right. I like sugarcane. So
sugarcane, that works too.
I don't know if you sell. I don't know if they'd have pineapple plantations.
I feel like they would. We've got to cut.
I know nothing. I know nothing about that.
Anyway,
God, we're all over the place. Though.
Anyway, going back to the photo competition. Heavy Table, our good friends at Heavy Table. Have a state fair photography competition. I happened to take a very, very good photo.
It was a great photo.
Of our comet corn that we had from Blue Moon Drive-In at the fair. And I entered it, did a little bit of touch-up to it with just the built-in...
A little more water for you.
Thank you. Just use a little bit of the built-in photo filter on the iPhone. Thank you. And sent it into them. And just it through their hashtag. And lo and behold, we won second prize for best still photography,
mm-hmm.
which to me is the most we're probably ever going to win. So,
hey.
But I was.
And frankly, I think we should have won.
I
saw the first place
too.
Picture.
I agree.
It was a little lame.
We're not tooting our own horn, but ours was definitely the coolest picture.
Yeah.
They probably...
Seeing who the judges were, I think they were... I'm calling bias on this a little bit.
But go ahead.
Because I feel a little robbed. I think they drew too much from the subject matter of the winning photo.
Yep.
I think they were more interested in that than the actual composition.
Right.
I thought ours was a better picture.
I agree.
Even if, because it was the one with all the oils, right? It was all the different olive oils was the number one. Was
it the olive oils or was it the bread pudding?
No, it wasn't the bread pudding.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. This is the least research show. We don't have a high bar for research on the show.
I think both of those pictures, either one of them won and one of them was like a first runner up.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I think our photo is better than both of them.
I think so too. But we were very nice. We got a $50 gift certificate to Peace Coffee.
Yep.
Which I don't drink, and you're not a big coffee guy, are you?
No, but the girlfriend is. So.
Oh, okay. But then we also got two tickets to the North Coast Nosh, which you're apparently very excited for.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
No reason not to be.
It's free food.
That is true.
Why wouldn't I be excited for this?
That is true. I've never been to one.
And it's typically at some sort of cool...
Yeah, I know nothing. I don't think they've announced it yet.
No, they haven't.
So.
And I know nothing about the date of it or...
I don't think they've announced anything about it yet.
Yeah. They haven't sent us any information about like what we've won or how to redeem.
Oh, they emailed me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for passing that on. The talent gets done for you, and
some of us has to organize all the behind the scenes crap.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Anyway, so that's kind of a cool thing. I thought that was pretty amazing. I have said to everyone that I was like, hey, I took this picture.
You're an award-winning picture.
But I also said that this was complete dumb luck, honestly.
That's the only luck you have.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But it was complete dumb luck. It just happened to be the right moment, the right time. Took a picture of that, of the comic worm before it started to kind of melt. And it turned out perfect. Really, really shocked. And honored.
Yeah.
Second prize. Or third loser.
Well, okay, I was confused as to how the runner-ups work. Because to me, it made it look like the runner's-up, and then there was us, and then there was first place.
There was like a grand prize, and then there was like a first prize, and a second prize.
Was there a grand prize?
Okay. I'm looking at it
right now. I'm very confused.
I'm looking it up right now. I've got it.
I don't know. I didn't take any photos.
Were barely paying attention. Granted, towards the end there, we were both barely conscious.
I was very focused on the sound quality of the show, which was, in retrospect, a big mistake on my part.
We did the best we could.
I agonized over that.
I did like your little...
my little disclaimer at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I tried. I did what I could. So, and the problem is, as we've gotten better and better recorders, they're more and more sensitive to wind.
Yeah.
And I've got a windscreen, I just never remember to bring it.
But next time...
Part of the problem is, and granted, this is not an excuse for the State Fair Show, because we had that well planned in advance. Most of the time, we don't know where we're going until we're in the car, so I don't think to bring the windscreen. But... Maybe. So how has been the intervening time? Now, you went to back to the State Fair like 3-4 more times afterwards.
Yes, it did. It was hot. That's about all I got.
I think that's how you lost the weight.
Honestly, I think you just
sweat lodged it out.
The other thing I didn't do is I didn't drink any alcohol.
That is
the
a
entire
huge
time.
Deal.
And I didn't even drink soda.
Yeah.
I had one sip of soda all five times. One sip. The rest of the time it was water, so I was sweating out everything.
God, that's good.
Yeah, that is really outstanding. I am thoroughly impressed by both of them.
But I am gonna be messed up by the end of this.
I'm gonna have to drag your ass by
I don't think it'll be that bad, but I'll be
loopy.
That's which okay. given my mood is gonna be interesting.
Loopy Evan is fun.
Yeah.
It was definitely, to me, an interesting year for the fair, in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of recapped it at the end of last show. in that nothing was really mind blowing. I would say the rhubarb soda was amazing.
Yeah.
The pumpkin pie was
very good. The thing is, the places that were outstanding are places that are kind of consistently outstanding.
Yes, yes.
So I think that kind of tempered it a little
bit. Exactly. I completely agree with
you. You know, to me, the standouts, you know, the pumpkin pie and Spring Grove, they're going to be always fantastic.
Yeah.
I was less impressed with the Cronut than I thought I was.
Yeah, I think
I think
in hindsight, it was kind of, to me, it was lazy. Gosh.
I don't think it's lazy at all.
Thank you. Wow.
There you are. Anything else for you two?
I'm good.
Thank you. That might be one of the prettier plates that I've gotten in a while.
That is artfully designed.
And because I'm a professional photographer, I'm going to take a picture of it.
You know, for someone that hates hipsters as much as you do,
yep.
that is very much a hipster trait.
I don't care. I'm award-winning, damn it. Wow. You can suck it.
It's fine. All right.
So, what did you get?
Well, I went with one of their sandwiches. They got a burger. They have a leg of lamb sandwich, which sounded amazing. But I decided to go a little simpler. I went with their East Street burger, which is a half pound beef burger. You got smoked gouda, you got an onion marmalade and preserved tomato on there. And it's got a little bit of, I don't know what this is exactly. It's like a sour cream almost, kind of. It doesn't actually say what's on there. It's on a very flaky, almost croissant, speaking of croissants, almost a croissant-like bun.
Almost like an egg bun?
But it's a little more delicate than an egg bun.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to it. Also comes with some pretty good, you know, shoestring fries. They didn't go the route of the sweet potato, which is nice. It's just straight up French fries with some salt and pepper. They're a little salty for my taste, but you know, that's always the problem with the thinner the fry, the harder it is to salt properly.
Yeah.
Because a little goes a very long way.
Yep.
So we're gonna try this burger here. What do you got?
Mm. Mine's very good. I steal back the menu here.
Right.
I got the Wild Acres pan-seared duck breast, served with rainbow carrots, white bean puree, sugar snap pea tendrils, and a lemon plum vinaigrette. So kind of paint you a picture. It's got both a carrot and a pea, almost foam around the outside, dotting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got almost like a root vegetable with the green pea mixed together on top of a white bean mash. Very, very good. And then the pan-seared duck breast is kind of ringing the outside. Perfectly medium rare. Very, very good. Which is how I like my duck breast. How'd your first through fifth bites go?
That burger is ridiculous.
Really?
It's extremely moist, to the point where it's almost messy.
That's never stopped you before.
No, but you know, some people that can, you know, I might have to take the ring off, is what I'm saying. So, but that smoked gouda is just perfect with that beef.
Yeah.
And it's good beef. It doesn't say where they source it from, but still very good. That tomato, it's almost, they call it preserved tomato, but it's almost like a sun-dried tomato.
Well, it's preserved tomato.
That's what I'm saying. They call it a preserved, but when I think of preserved, it's
everything's okay.
Very,
very
good.
Thank you.
When I think of preserved, I think of, I don't know, something a little sweeter, almost, or, you know, more pickled, I guess.
I can see that.
And this is not, this is much more of like a sun-dried.
Okay.
But without the dried part. It's got those kind of roasty flavors without drying it out.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is contributing to the juiciness of it. It is outstanding.
Yeah.
That bun is holding up surprisingly well. That's whatever. I think it's a sour cream that they got on there, but it's a tasty, tasty burger. Mm.
Mine is going to be like plate licking really good.
You've done some work on that already. Yeah.
It's that good. I'm trying to kind of sit back and enjoy it, but I'm really really having a hard time tempering the speed at which I eat. But it's very, very good. A lot lighter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I can see that.
With the whipped bean puree, it gives you the impression when you look down at the plate of mashed potatoes or mashed root vegetable of some type. But it's so light and fluffy that it's also soaking up all the taste from the flavors from the duck breast and the other sautéed vegetables that are in there. It's really making it quite outstanding. We also got something else.
We did. It's happy hour, so I figured we should get some sort of appetizer-y looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with their grilled sausage plate. Two pretty sizable sausages. I got a little crostini here, and it looks like stone ground mustard. We're gonna give this a crack as well. I just went on kind of a meat binge.
Did you? Jesus, man.
It was a good burger.
Good. It couldn't have been more than like 3 minutes. You are all of this man. I bow to you, sir.
Mm. The sausage is, I don't want to say it's lamb. I mean, it's more like the pork, but it's got a very interesting mix of spices with it. It's got a...
It looks very coarse ground.
It is very coarse ground, very kind of natural, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
Again, good juice to it. I don't know what's all in this. I mean, there's definitely some fennel. I don't know if that's carrot in there or something. But I don't know what the mix is in here, but it's almost like a... It's almost to the level of like a breakfast sausage and kind of sweetness.
Okay.
Without being that ground. You know, it's like a regular sausage, but it's got that little bit of sweetness to it.
Okay.
I think this would be amazing with a little maple syrup.
Okay.
Granted, everything is amazing with maple syrup. You're welcome to have it.
I'd like to try a chunk.
But you're right, it is very coarse ground. It's just pointless. I have no idea what's all in here.
You can use a sharper knife, by the way.
I suppose. Well, I'm using the same. Oh, no, you were actually given a knife.
Serrated blade there. Try to eat this. At least get a bite of this without soaking up too much of the stuff on my plate so I can get something out of a good baseline.
It's a darn good sausage.
I think it's lamb.
I was thinking it could very well be lamb. Because it's got a little bit of that...
Like gamey, not gamey, more earthy type flavor to it.
It's not quite as overtly sugary and sweet as like a pork.
Right. Watch, it's like goat.
Buffalo.
We were way off.
But I recommend that. It's on their happy hour menu. Mm-hmm. Which is not the menu I'm looking at. I will say that the ratio of crostini to sausage is way off.
I hate when my crostini ratio is off.
I know. Because there's no way around it.
I'll come and return later. How are your friends?
So again, how was your last weekend? Since other than the state fair.
Thanks for asking that.
Right, no away. Problem.
I just piled some food on.
I do what I can.
Hold on a second. Very good. Very good. We used the best of our garden could offer.
With the racist tomatoes?
Or my racist heirloom tomatoes. Even worse.
Well, old people are always their most racist.
They're racist from way back.
That's right.
Generations and generations of racist tomatoes.
Yep. Well, heirlooms are generally considered genetically pure, so
yeah, exactly.
It would make sense.
My Aryan tomatoes.
You have master race tomatoes. And,
what? I can't fix that audio right now.
But found a recipe on Friday of last week that was just so up our alley, our as in mine, my girlfriend's alley in terms of.
These are like 130 and I'm at 60. Hey, good. RG3 gets 80 points.
Up our alley in terms of flavor profile and ingredients. The heirloom tomatoes are just becoming ripe right now, and they're freaking fantastic if I can toot my own horn.
All of ours have rot.
We lost 1.5 plants to rot, Jesus. Except for the heirloom tomato. That sucker is green and lush, and no amount of disease can wreck it. That being said, it's a heirloom tomato, beet, golden beets, and red onion and avocado salad. It was freaking outstanding. That's it. It was that, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of red wine vinegar, salt and pepper, and it was just outstanding. I was like, where has this been all my life? Except for salad.
No meat, though?
No meat. We had a steak with it, but
well, that's acceptable, I guess.
But it was extremely good, made for excellent leftovers.
I would imagine.
We both had accidentally bought beets, so now we have this abundance of beets. So now we're looking for recipes to use. It said abundance of beets, and we also came to find.
You need to make a little borscht.
We had frozen beets also that we picked up earlier in the season and frozen. So now we have, I would say, at least 2 pounds worth of beets, even after.
It's
yes,
impressive.
I will definitely be making some borscht.
Nice.
Can I try one of your overly salted fries?
Go ahead. It is a healthy portion of fries that comes with this.
I get what you're saying. That's really salty.
Yeah. That's almost off-putting.
Although, if I was having a couple drinks...
There is that.
I would want that. I would want that salt. And I want it to be that salty. I think to offset.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
To offset the extremely strong flavors of pretty much any drink on the menu. So
there is that to consider, I guess.
I gotta try another piece of that.
Here, how about I cut it up?
There you go.
All at once.
Just take the tiny end piece here.
That's fine. So, and for Labor Day, did you grill out or any of that? Because I did. I would have invited you, but you left the metropolitan area. As you are wont to do, because you hate us.
I don't like your kind. I mean, get it right. Did do barbecued ribs on the grill. Because we don't have an oven up north of the cabin, kind of shortcutted it a little bit and used the crock pot to start the ribs.
Interesting.
So crock pot of the ribs on low for 6 hours and then finished them on the grill. I don't know why I haven't been doing that sooner.
Yeah.
I've kind of made up my own seasoning mix for ribs now.
Of course you have.
Of course I have. Because I'm... Look at me.
Yeah, because you're that guy.
I'm that guy. So ribs, I've decided, are my, that's my thing. That's my wheelhouse. I can cook a steak really good. I got chicken, I've got pork, I've got everything down. But ribs, that's like my passion project at this point. That is my Schindler's List. Yeah.
That doesn't mean, that is probably one of the worst metaphors.
No, it was.
And Steven's, I'm the man that compared tomatoes to aliens.
It was Steven Spielberg's passion project. It was.
He couldn't think of any other.
No, I really couldn't.
God, it's terrible.
My Jaws.
That's still dumb.
Anyway, I'd like to think that I'm just gonna, the minute I get a smoker. Proper smoker.
I'm surprised you haven't that
much. I can't. Where we're living right now, we can't have a smoker. Believe me, I have scoped them out.
Same project this way.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have, yes, thank you. I will probably have two smokers. I will be smoking meat pretty much constantly. I'm obsessed with it. I, much like the way beer brewers kind of get that, they get hooked on it. They have one thing that turns out pretty good, and they're like, I can make this better. I got this. I can make this a lot better.
Okay.
And I've fallen into that. I've had ribs. I've used a couple different methods of making ribs. The only thing I don't have is a smoker at this point. And once I open up Pandora's box, there ain't no shoving it back in there type of deal.
Don't you have to agree on a house first?
Yeah, we do. We'll get there.
See, I was thinking, as someone that is looking for a house,
yeah.
And knowing you, knowing that your sole reason for looking for a house is to acquire a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
I figure you would cave at the first opportunity.
Of a house?
Of a house.
No. No. This is an investment. I'm not gonna be like first car I drive type of deal. No. It's gotta be perfect. And I gotta have grill space. I gotta have room for
my rig.
I
thought you said grill space for a second there. I'm like, I don't know if Katie's gonna be down for that.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
No, because I've got my regular grill, my everyday grill. I wanna get a
This is how crazy people start
I know.
To talk, you realize.
I believe me, I know. I want to get a wood smoker, and then I want to get an electric smoker, but then I also want to get a Bitchiton charcoal grill. A Bitchiton charcoal grill is about 3 foot by 1 foot, and it uses wood charcoal briquettes, like fossilized wood, that's like super expensive to get, but it burns super hot, and it burns clean. So you don't get the charcoal taste to anything?
I like the charcoal taste. No.
I do too. That's ideal for grilling seafood.
Mmm. Alright.
It's basically what they use at Masu. It's that same type of grill.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So, I want one of those too.
Gentlemen, how was everything?
Very good.
Very good.
Can I get this out of your way for you? You're still working a little
bit. Yeah, you know, go ahead. Thank you.
Welcome.
You left sausage behind.
Here's the thing. I wasn't going to bring this up right now, but since you got
sick of it.
No.
What?
That second sausage needed about another 2 more minutes on the grill.
It was a little rare. Yeah.
Which I appreciate in some meats. Sausage
steak?
Is not one of them.
Steak? Chicken? No.
Not so much, no. Although speaking, because we were talking about the league.
Yes.
There's an episode where...
Spooky sushi.
It wasn't spooky sushi, although that was a great episode. The chicken tartare episode was a pretty good one. So... So, yes, that was...
Oh, my God.
There's a couple culinary jokes in the fourth season of The League, which is now on Netflix.
By the way... Just as a quick aside, if you're not watching The League, you're doing yourself a disjustice.
A disjustice? There was no alcohol in your drink. You have no excuse. I had basically paint thinner.
Injustice.
And I'm doing great.
Disservice. I got it.
I know that's what you were trying for.
Oh my God. You're doing yourself a disservice because it is the funniest show on television.
It is one of the best. You have to be a guy, though.
Oh yeah.
If you're a guy,
it's up your alley.
If you're a guy and not watching this, you're really hurting yourself. If you're a woman of any sort of class,
yeah,
stay away.
Yeah, and don't think less of us for watching this show.
I was watching it this last weekend when Heather came home from work. She had to work Sunday morning.
Do you want to do any more waters or any dessert?
I think I'm good too. Thank you.
Want some refills on waters at least?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll have a little more water.
Sounds good.
Okay.
What was the thing? She had to work in the morning.
Okay.
So I was watching when she came home, and so she watched like the last half of an episode. And I'm reasonably certain I went down about 4 pegs.
Really?
Just from the look on her face. I don't, there's not a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, no, it was just all downhill from there. Actually, we'll take a little bit more water. Thank you. Yeah, you didn't have that far to fall.
No.
But
my Labor Day. We actually had it.
Katie won't even be in the same room.
I think
if she goes in the other room,
if Heather's computer wasn't in the living room, she probably would have gone and done something. But anyway, for my Labor Day, we actually had a bunch of people over. We would have invited you, but you're a terrible person.
And I was out of town as well.
Yes. And I don't know why I buy food for when we're having people over. Because
okay.
I have amazing friends.
You feel the need to entertain.
No, I know. I feel
you're like
the
a
need.
Male, hairy, fatter version of Ina Garten.
I'm not fatter than Ina
Garten. Really? That's what you took from that?
Yes. She's kind of big.
She is big.
She's kind of big. But anyway. But no, I have these amazingly generous friends. I got like three 12 packs of beer. I got everyone.
You're doing poor planning. You got to sign people things.
No, because it's like Christmas.
Oh, you just keep it.
It's like summer Christmas because people just show up with stuff. Like a good friend of mine hit up the restaurant warehouse before he came over.
Okay.
And came over with 5 pounds of shrimp.
Wow.
It was all skewered up. He had made his own marinade. It was cooking in that, and then we grilled that up. We had Cody, our great intern Cody, came by with the husband ? I don't actually know their relationship. I feel horrible.
I would have gone with significant other.
They were talking about a wedding. So I don't know if that's about to happen or not. I don't know if people. I don't keep track of things. I feel bad because I always forget the guy's name too. I think it's John. I remember his last name, but
it's the easiest name to remember. Probably.
I know. I think that's why my brain doesn't devote
probably
resources
the most
to
common
it.
Name.
My brain thinks it'll be easy, so it doesn't devote the resources necessary to actually do it.
Wow.
You've never done that? You've never had something so easy that you just go on autopilot and end up screwing it up?
I am always on, sir.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Disjustice.
Exactly.
That's your new wrestler name. That is your new wrestler name, Mr. Disjustice.
I like that. I should have a mask, though.
You should have a mask. Because no one would want to be known as that.
Yep.
But no, everyone's bringing over food and stuff to drink. I don't know why I bought, like, we bought this whole thing of burgers. We haven't touched them. We bought a bunch of sausages and brats. Didn't touch them. Just everyone kept bringing food over.
You shouldn't be complaining.
I'm not complaining. It's more just like, I don't know why, but...
You're a poor party planner is what you are.
I'm not a poor party planner.
Because you probably didn't have any, like, potato salad or coleslaw.
Well, see, here's the thing. Potato salad is terrible. So that's not allowed in my house.
Wow.
Secondly...
I just don't get it. You like potatoes and you like mayonnaise. I don't see how this could be...
No,
a bad thing.
Here's I think.
Riddle me that.
I think I was raised. It's like my thing with burritos. I had such a bad experience early in life that it has turned me off them, and it'll take a major upset to change my mind about it.
Okay, my girlfriend makes an amazing potato salad, and I'm not just tooting.
Here's the other thing I don't like.
People who think other people's potato salad is awesome.
No, I don't like cold potatoes.
Oh, okay.
I don't like cold. It's starch. I'm a weirdly.
Could you do a warm potato salad, like a warm German potato salad?
No, they use vinegar, and I don't like. I'm not a big vinegar guy.
Okay.
Because Heather loves the potato salad at New Bohemia.
Yeah, the warm stuff.
Yeah, like she loves that stuff.
Didn't she?
I can barely stand it.
Yeah, we didn't eat much of it.
No.
Didn't we get it? We got it.
I think you might have gotten it. Yeah. I might have stolen some. But yeah. I've been very kind of on potato salad for a long time.
Okay.
But I should have gotten some sort of macaroni salad or something. That was a flaw on my part.
Coleslaw?
And I don't typically buy coleslaw.
It's KFC coleslaw. It's super cheap.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to KFC.
And everybody loves KFC potatoes or coleslaw.
Everyone. But that's true. But even
cabbage farmers like KFC.
Why wouldn't cabbage farmers like coleslaw?
Sure. No, but they sell.
There's cabbage in that, though. Why, but they... That's like saying, ranchers love meat. It's like, of course they do. They raise it to be sold. They're just happy it's being sold. God, you're stupid.
I'm tired. Leave me alone. I'm really tired.
But no, it was a great little Labor Day. We still have all the shrimp. We should probably toss it at this point. We cooked it first. We didn't. Yeah. Yeah, we cooked it all. But
okay. Yeah, it's dead. It's
a while. So it probably needs to be thrown out. But no, it was great.
Excellent.
I was shocked. I will commit a slight social faux pas here. But only because I want your opinion.
Okay. I can't wait for
again,
this.
Our great intern, Cody, mm-hmm. showed up. With some random dude.
We'll call him John.
Because Paco. Name him Paco. But she came with lamb burgers.
Okay.
But they have pine nuts in them.
Okay.
And
she make them?
Yes.
Okay.
And they looked fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
I did not have them because I don't like pine nuts.
Right.
And I was thinking about this. And I'm not saying this to bust Cody for being a terrible person.
We got
to
knock her down.
No, far from it. And she had them and they were great. Okay. All that. But I don't know if I would like crunchy things in a burger. Even the things I like even if I liked pine nuts, I don't know if I would like that.
When was the last time you had a pine nut though? Because it's
I don't like nuts. That's so true. I mean, I'm not a fan of nuts.
To me, as long as the ratio is correct, especially with something...
So you would have crunchy things in a burger, regardless if they're pine nuts or crunch berries. Actually, crunch berries might be okay. But
I'd actually roll probably, that way, yeah. I wouldn't say it wouldn't be the first thing I gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd turn my nose up to it if pine nuts were the ingredient in
mm-hmm.
the burger, or if a burger that I had some sort of peanut topping on it. I don't mm-hmm. think that... I don't know if that'd be the first thing I'd order,
uh-huh.
but I don't think it's enough to dissuade me from eating something because
mm-hmm.
it's lamb and it's delicious.
True.
True. It's most delicious of the baby meats.
Well, of the ones we've tried.
We haven't had dolphin.
We haven't had dolphin.
Seal.
Seal. I'm sure that's just like clotted cream. it's just ridiculous.
It's like pudding.
It's just like pudding. Meat pudding. I would love to have a whale. I mean, granted, they're not cute animals.
It's a really good thing PETA doesn't listen to this podcast. Oh my god, this is not PETA.
I would be down.
I'm going to eat shark in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I feel like that. I feel like I should have had that.
The problem is you have to go.
I've had steak.
You have to go to a country that has a pretty poor record about treating animals to get shark. You got to go to East Asia.
Yeah.
Japan, something like that. Some place that's still whales. They're terrible people, but they make delicious food.
Good steaks. Wow.
I would eat shark, absolutely.
I would eat shark. I'd eat whale. I'd give whale a run from it.
I would imagine it's very fatty.
I would imagine. I'm thinking it's that once you get down to the meat, it's a little bit like unagi, like eel.
Yeah.
Don't think
this one whenever you're ready.
Thank you. I don't see us seeing this on a sushi menu anytime soon.
No.
I would imagine it has the consistency of maybe octopus.
The problem with whale as a sushi ingredient is that you have, since you have to...
This is the dumbest comment.
Let me finish my thought.
Oh my God.
Let me finish my thought. The problem with whale as a sushi ingredient is, since you have to buy so much, it goes bad. You really have to be able to sell that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to throw out whale. Because I imagine whale is pretty expensive.
I'm assuming it goes bad pretty quick.
Can I get that glass for you, sir? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
I would just imagine.
Poor shelf life on the whale.
I don't know if it's so much a poor shelf life, because, I mean, they can last a while when they're beached. But that's in much worse conditions than the back of a sushi plate.
Didn't
a little more water for you?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Didn't Eskimos store like food in whale fat or something?
Probably.
Like that?
Well, it's fat. I mean, that's natural preservative. That's why I will live forever.
Whale steak, like a dry-aged whale steak.
I think that would probably be
good.
We
have hit such a low point right now.
But
I'm almost ashamed.
I think I've got sound science behind me on this.
The fact that you have to convince me that you have sound science behind this.
Somehow I made you drunk with my drink. That's the impressive part. I'm actually good.
Yep. I'm done. The fact that you have to convince me that you have sound science behind this...
That's because you don't believe in science.
Creation all the way.
God damn you.
I'm kidding. I agree with you. But I feel like we should have eaten whale on the show by now.
It's hard to get.
Or some
I'm sure if we went out to the coast, we could get something.
Next week should be an all veal
whale show.
No, all baby animal episode, like veal all the time.
There's not that many places that do that.
We have to find a place that has more than one veal dish on the menu, and we just call it all baby animal episode. We'll post an adorable picture of baby animals on the Facebooks, and then we'll trick them because we're devouring those.
So we're actually hunting these animals now, or
no?
Or tricking the listeners.
Tricking the listeners.
Oh well, you realize if they've listened to this, you realize if they listen to the show, the we won't really trick them.
No. Anyway, you're on to something with the whale.
We should wrap up.
Yeah, we should.
We
beat the dead horse.
No.
No. Impressions.
East Street Social.
Two thumbs up.
I agree. I think it loses a little bit with the location.
It's a little
weird. Hard to get to.
I wouldn't say
hard to get to, but it's tucked away.
Yeah.
Because it's on, was it 16th here or 26th?
26th.
It's on the 26th side of...
And it's on the west side. So
it's on the upside.
On the up... Never mind. Up west side.
Put your main finger top-wise...
but I think it suffers from the same location issue that Jasmine 26 does, because if you think about it, they're on the same side of the street,
just on the other side of Nicollet,
on the other side of Nicollet. But I think the reputation of both places overcomes their...
Well, this place is still fairly new.
It's less than a year, but I think that
it's got a good pedigree.
And
I think the Tiki Bar, because when they opened the Tiki Bar, there was also, they managed to get some good press locally in the mainstream, like the Star Trib, and I think Pioneer Press also did an article about the resurgence of Tiki drinks, which has got to be making the Psycho Sushi's people just kicking themselves.
Right. But I think it also got a little push from the fact that Psycho Sushi's announced yet another offshoot of their conglomerate.
I don't think a total of three restaurants consists of a conglomerate.
The Tiki conglomerate.
Well, but Donnie Dirks isn't really Tiki.
Kitschy,
I'd give you.
All right, the Kitschy conglomerate.
Two Ks. It's always multiple Ks with you people, isn't it?
It is. Wow.
I'm all bringing it back. That's what this is all about. That's what comedy's about, just bringing it back.
It's a circle.
But I think the food is outstanding. The drinks are ridiculous.
Yeah. Even though I didn't have anything alcoholic, I would come back for that wine, Ricky.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted their root beer, because there's so few places that do a hand-mixed root beer. Because they get the sarsaparilla, which, and I actually knew this. Sarsaparilla is really hard to get a hold of right now.
Sassafras.
Sassafras, sorry. Yeah. Not sarsaparilla. because if sarsaparilla, then it's really hard to get a hold of because it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But sassafras is really hard to get a hold of right now. So they were out, so they couldn't do that. But I mean, anytime you can get hand mixed root beer, like that's something to be cherished.
Right.
So I would totally be back. I will say this about the menu. Now, granted, they're going to be very seasonal,
mm-hmm.
Which will help. But the thing with the menu that I had was, at least as far as their entrees were concerned, there was like one thing in every entree that I didn't like.
But that's you.
But that's me. That's but I'm you. Just I'm just saying it's, you know, they're, I think part of that is just the troubles with when you have a entree list that's like 8 things.
Yeah.
And I know we give crap to restaurants that do like 70 different things.
Right.
You know,
you're saying this is a little too small.
I don't know if it's too small, because I think what it does really well.
Yeah.
And I think there is a good variety.
Yeah.
But I think if you have a slightly picky person like myself.
Well, that's who you don't take to.
That's
take
true.
Take care. I'll be back, because I'm not picky. And
well,
I really,
I'll be back, too. But and I'm not very picky. I'm just.
And I think you'll have more of an opportunity to eat your way around the menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think just the drinks themselves are worth coming back for. That their appetizer list had a couple good things on there. We mentioned the sausage, but they also do a calamari. They also do a butcher plate. You know, they do, which I think is so much better name for it than charcuterie.
Yeah,
charcuterie. Just call it a butcher plate.
Charcuterie really sounds douchey.
It sounds a little foo-foo.
Yeah.
They
have a pickled egg on their snacks menu.
I didn't see that.
I know.
Which is a shame, because I would have had that.
It just seems
although
like
I think
right
pickled eggs and rum, probably a,
yo,
a
makings
bad
of disaster.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
That is both the beginning and the ending of a bad, bad yeah. night. But they also do a poutine
yeah.
here, which, you know,
I'm sorry, after the last poutine that we
it's,
had.
It's a hard road.
I'm scared to even walk down that path, because nothing can compare. That was
it's
the
tricky.
Best poutine.
Here's
the history
thing.
Of history.
It has the advantage of it being a deconstructed / modified poutine. You can
yeah.
still have the best classic poutine.
Yeah.
You could still do that.
Yeah.
And not impinge on the French hen.
I know.
But it is, the French hen one is a bit ridiculous. In fact, going back, again, it's all about circles, the
yep.
show.
Yep.
James Norton.
Yep.
Heavy table master.
Yep.
Recently posted a picture of his wife and his lovely child
yeah.
at French Hen, and I chided him privately for his picture did not include poutine, which
yep.
to me implied that he did not get any.
Right.
So so there's that.
Those are great story. Compelling and rich.
But at least it wasn't a disjustice.
<It's> true.
And on that note, we should wrap up. Thank you guys very much for listening. As always, thank you for following us on iTunes. You can review us and rate us on iTunes. And it's about time for my 6-month check on iTunes. So if you want to get my good graces, go review us now. I download iTunes like twice a year.
Because it takes forever to download.
No, because I don't use it. And I have to re-download it. And I will say one last thing before we clear out. Now that we're looking at the check, not a horrible price.
No, mine was expensive.
Yours was expensive. I think I made up for it because I got
yeah.
the appetizer and the other stuff.
Honestly,
actually it worked out pretty much.
The grilled
pretty
sausage,
much evenly.
Yeah, it did. Yours was $2 more than mine was.
Yeah.
So
it was just because I got a ridiculous drink and an appetizer.
Mine was $26.
Yeah, which
and
is not bad for what you got.
No, I would easily pay that.
Yeah. It was a good portion size
yeah.
and all that. So anyway, back to what I was talking about. iTunes, awesome. Stitcher, we haven't talked enough about Stitcher, but we are on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the app. If you are part of the Ford Sync, you can also get the Stitcher app on that, so you can listen to us in your car. We're on Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG. We're on the Foursquare at Foursquare.com/WellFitGuide to Life and Facebook.com/WellFitGuide to Life. Minor network notes. We are making significant progress on the site redesign.
That was my next question. How's that going?
It's going. I'm excited. It's one of those where I like to time, because I've got a show that I'm working on.
Okay.
That I want to debut at the same time as the... as the redesign.
Okay.
And now it's like, oh shit, I actually have to work on this now. Because I let it kind of falter while we were trying to figure out the whole redesign stuff. But now it's like, okay, I got to get my act together for this other show.
All right.
So fingers crossed by the end of the year. Actually, I'm almost positive we'll be done by the end of the year, just seeing where it's at now. But I'm hoping we can get the redesign done pretty quickly here. So.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you as always for listening. Thanks to everyone that liked us about the State Fair Show. We got a lot of positive response from the State Fair Show. We love doing stuff like that. We've got a similar idea coming up that we're still working out the kinks for.
My idea.
It was your idea. I give you credit.
Thank you.
Who would have thought it would only take you 5 years to make a worthwhile contribution to the show?
You're welcome.
That's right. Anyway, thank you guys as always for listening. And we will see you next week.